third post in the simulation series. The first two covered the Unity to O3DE migration and the O3DE readback deep dive. This one covers what happened when we dropped O3DE and tried Godot. O3DE gave us 20 FPS with three cameras. The previous post showed why. Attachment tree back adds 18 milliseconds of frame graph overhead per camera no matter what you do. We ran 8 optimization attempts against that, and every single one bottomed out at the same number. So we asked a different question. What if the engine just didn't have that architecture? Godot's subview port doesn't use a frame graph. Get underscore image, returns bytes. No scope system, no pass compilation. Potentially number 18 milliseconds wall. This post is the full record of porting the simulation streaming layer onto Godot 4.4.1, including every dead end. Section, TLDR, the numbers. End state. Three cameras at 1920x1080, 50 FPS each, producing .mp4 files and live, RTP/H.264 on UDP ports 5000-5002, all from one headless Docker container. Section, setup. Same host as the O3DE work. RTX 3060 laptop, Ubuntu, NVIDIA Container Toolkit. The whole engine runs inside one Docker image, so nothing needs to be installed on the host. Godot 4.4.1 with the Vulkan Forward Plus renderer, a real XVFB virtual display, and GStreamer 1.24 via Xtreamer 1.0, plugins dash base, good, bad, ugly plus Xtreamer 1.0x for Pango-based text overlay. The scene is intentionally minimal, a ground plane, a procedural sky, a directional light, and a rotating orange cube for obvious motion. Three sub-view ports, each 1920x1080, each with its own camera 3D at a different position and FOV. Section, Stage 1, the XVFB present floor that wasn't. First measurement, bare Godot with a 1920x1080 window and nothing else rendering, under XVFB. We got 33 FPS. Suspiciously identical to O3DE's baseline. It looked like a hard floor. It wasn't. After poking at it, we realized the cost wasn't presentation in the Vulkan swap chain sense. It was the software frame buffer copy XVFB does when you present a 1920x1080 image to its virtual surface. Nothing in the simulation actually reads the main window. The subview ports are independent render targets, so the cost is pure waste. Fix. In one line of override.cfg, a 16x16 main window has negligible blit cost. The 3x1080p subview ports keep rendering normally. Engine tick went from 33 FPS to 105 FPS. Lesson, when a headless engine under XVFB measures a hard floor, check if any of that cost comes from the main window that you don't care about. Section, Stage 2, actually encoding the frames. 105 FPS with no output isn't shipping. We wired the first real pipeline. Per camera round robin readback on the main thread, 1 GST launch subprocess per camera, encoding over a loopback TCP socket. Engine dropped from 105 to 51 FPS. The 16 milliseconds drop wasn't the TCP hop. Loopback is 1 milliseconds for 8 megabytes. It was X264 ink back pressuring the TCP buffer when it couldn't keep up. Per camera rate was 16 FPS, round robin divided by 3. Section, gotcha, os.execute with pipe only hooks DIN on the first child. Initial plan was to feed the 3GST launch subprocesses via os.execute with pipe and write raw bytes to each one's DIN. cam0.mp4 grew as expected. cam1.mp4 and cam2.mp4 stayed at 0 bytes forever. The GST stair logs showed both subprocesses stuck in pre-rolling. They never received a single stin byte. I never confirmed whether this is a bug or a documented limitation. The workaround is to use os.createProcess plus loopback TCP sockets per camera, which has no such issue. That's what ended up in the final version. Section, Stage 3, Producer Consumer per Camera. Round robin is wasteful. At 51 FPS times 1 cam/tick, each camera only gets every third tick. Switching to all cams per tick means 3 readbacks per tick, 30 milliseconds floor. Engine drops, but each camera captures every frame. We gave each camera its own worker thread with a semaphore signaled, latest wins single slot queue, so the TCP push runs in parallel and the encoder's back pressure doesn't stall rendering. Result, 23 FPS per camera, drop count zero, consumers keep up. Aggregate throughput, 5169 frames / SEC, plus 35%. Section, the wall we couldn't get past in GD script. Subviewport.get_texture. Errors out if called from a worker thread. So the readback stays on the main thread no matter what you do in plain GD script. 3 get_image. Calls times 10 milliseconds, each equals 30 milliseconds, / tick floor equals 33 FPS ceiling. You cannot push past this from GD script alone. Section, stage 4. In process G streamer via GD extension. The subprocess plus TCP pipeline works, but has three costs. OS context switches, an 8 megabytes per frame TCP copy, and OS.execute with pipe pitfalls. A GD extension, Godot's C++ plugin interface, lets us embed GStreamer in the same address space. The class is a thin wrapper over GST parse launch. Push underscore frame, packed byte array, mempies the bytes into a GST buffer and calls GST_buffer. That call is non-blocking. The encoder's internal thread drains app source when it's ready, and the leaky equals downstream queue drops frames rather than stalling the producer. End-to-end, GD script reads the subview port, calls encoder.push_frame, bytes. Everything after that runs on GStreamer threads. The T splits the H.264 stream to both in .mp4 file and a live RTP/UDP sync on the camera's port. Multiple consumers can subscribe to any of the three UDP streams simultaneously. Numbers didn't change much. 23 FPS / cam, 2 to 5 milliseconds total push down from 6 to 10 milliseconds. The renderer was already the bottleneck, but we're now a single process with live RTP and no subprocesses. This is the architecture a real deployment would ship. Section, stage 5, the async readback that broke the 30 milliseconds floor. Godot 4.4 shipped a non-blocking variant of the texture readback. The call submits a copy to a staging buffer and returns immediately. When the GPU fence signals, the callback fires on the main thread with the bytes. Readbacks for all three cameras overlap each other and with rendering. Result, engine 23 100 FPS, plus 335%, per camera 2350 FPS, plus 117%. Aggregate 69 150 frames / SEC across the three streams. Section, gotcha, callable.bind, silently fails here. First implementation passed a single callback with the camera index bound. The async call returned okay. The callback never fired. Over 900 engine ticks the counter stayed at 0 cent, 900 skipped. No error, no stare output, nothing. Replacing the bound callable with three distinct named methods made it work immediately. My guess is that the bound callable doesn't survive the render thread call underscore deferred round trip the async API uses. I haven't filed it upstream yet, but the workaround is trivial. Section, gotcha, double buffering made things worse. Obvious next move, allow two async readbacks in flight per camera. Since the staging round trip takes two engine ticks, so with only one in flight, each camera completes every other tick. Changed max in flight from 1 to 2. Engine tick dropped from 140 FPS per camera from 5040. Throughput regression. Measured. Each road texture get data async call costs 4 milliseconds on the main thread. Doubling the in-flight count doubles that overhead. At 3 cams times 2 slots times 4 milliseconds equals 24 milliseconds just to fire readbacks per tick. The async call is not free. Single slot is the sweet spot, leaving it at 1. Section, stage 6, the bugs that ate an hour of debugging. Two surprises showed up only once I tried to actually watch the output. Section, UDP sync auto multicast equals true hijacks the destination port. The SIM's UDP sync host equals 127.0.0.1 port equals 5000 also binds a receive socket on port 5000 for IGMP multicast management. Even with unicast traffic, That bind makes any external UDP source port equals 5000 compete for packets. And because the SIM isn't reading its own receive socket, every packet ends up in the kernel drop queue. Live consumers could actually receive after that. I must have spent 45 minutes staring at zero chain events before figuring this out. Section, Docker run, deleaks containers when the parent script gets killed. During iteration, I was starting background containers from within bash tasks. When the parent task got interrupted, the Docker run process died, but the detached container kept running. By the time I noticed, 13 zombie containers were holding UDP ports 50 to 50.02. Any new receiver would bind the same port. GST uses SO reuse address, and the kernel would round-robin packets across all the binds, so no single consumer saw a complete H.264 stream. Fix was to Docker kill $Docker PS, Q, everything, and always tear down by name afterwards. Lesson, if Docker run D is ever going to be in a script that gets killed, name it and clean it up explicitly. Section, video flip was needed with get underscore image, and wrong with texture get data async. Original pipeline had video flip method equals vertical flip because image.get underscore data returns bottom up bytes. Go doe slash OpenGL convention. After switching to texture get data async, bytes come back in native Vulkan top down order, and the flip makes them upside down again. Remove the element. Orientation correct. Section, how to reproduce. Everything is on the experiment slash go doe replacement branch. The whole build and run happen inside Docker. Section, build. The multi-stage build compiles go doe cpp, then the sandbox underscore stream gd extension, links streamer, 1.0, streamer, app, 1.0, then assembles the runtime image with xvfb, libvulkan 1, mesa vulkan drivers, and the full g streamer plugin set. Section, run the sim. The entry point, entrypoint.sh, starts xvfb on 99, then launches go doe with rendering driver Vulkan pointing at the project. The runtime image exposes UDP 50 to 50.02 for RTP and writes 3.mp4 files to slash output. Section, watch the three cameras live. The repo ships three throwaway container viewers that forward the host dollar display into a GST launch client. Each script runs UDP source RTP jitter buffer RTP H.264 depay AVDEC H.264 auto video sync. So you get a real X11 window per camera without installing GStreamer on the host. If you want to consume the streams from another machine, set the encoder's UDP host to 0.0.0.0 or the network interface address and point UDP source port equals 5000 at the SIM's IP from anywhere on the network. Section, tear down. Section, what the engine ends up looking like. Input, config slash sandbox.yaml with cameras, ports, bit rates. No hard-coded constants in the engine code. Renderer, go doe 4.4.1 plus Vulkan forward plus, one sub viewport per camera at 1920x1080. Reback, rendering device.texture get data async, non-blocking, one in flight per camera. Encoder, sandbox underscore stream GD extension, one stream encoder instance per camera, each wrapping an in-process G streamer pipeline. Outputs. Each camera produces both a recorded.mp4 via file sync and a live RTP slash H.264 stream via RTP H.264 pay. UDP sync from the same T. Overlay. A live FPS counter in the top left and a wall clock in the bottom right of each stream. Updated every 10 engine ticks from GD script via encoder, set underscore label. Container, 5.5 gigabytes total, O3DEs with 17 gigabytes. With three cameras running concurrently, you get 50 FPS per camera, which clears the 30 FPS streaming target with headroom, and the file recordings plus live UDP consumers work simultaneously off the same encode. Section, what's left? Go past 50 FPS slash camera. The floor now is the render thread itself. 3x texture get data async firing is 12 milliseconds slash tick on the main thread. A native GPU direct path using rendering server texture underscore native underscore handle and Vulkan slash CUDA interop into NVH264 inc would skip the CPU DMA entirely and in principle push past 100 FPS/camera. Port the Unity scene content. Nothing here touches the actual simulation. No SRTM terrain, no OSM buildings, no drone, no PX4 SITL. The streaming pipeline is done, the world isn't. File the callable.bind bug. The silent drop behavior when the bound callable crosses the render thread's call_deferred boundary deserves an upstream report. Section: What changed my mind about engines? O3DE's problem wasn't the engine being slow. It was the architecture of the render graph, making readback cost a fixed overhead. Godot doesn't have that problem because its sub-viewport plus rendering device.texture get data async is simply a lower abstraction, a texture RID and a DMA copy. Every optimization we attempted in O3DE fought the frame graph. In Godot, the API composes async readback, in-process encoder, per-camera pipeline, all of them layered additively, none of them fighting each other. The total distance from fresh Godot project to 3 live RTP streams at 50 FPS/cam in Docker was one afternoon. The wrong turns, stin inheritance, callable.bind, auto multicast, zombie containers, took about half of that afternoon. None of them are in the documentation anywhere I looked, so hopefully this post saves someone else the same hour.